Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'har Sinai leimar. Rashi stels ma'in in shmita etz har Sinai. The sugyas in the beginning of Bahar are about shmita. But there's a pshat that the hadgosha of Moshe to Sinai. We know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos these weeks. The minigis to say Pirkei Avos Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. He wasn't mekabel the Torah from Sinai. He was mekabel the Torah from the Bashefer. Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai is the same way Sinai was an onov. Ba'anova, Moshe Rabbeinu also was Ba'anova. And that's why there's an Indian Taka Bazunda to learn the Inyanim of Pirkei Avos. It's one Gargir, we have the Mishnayos that talk about Ezeu Gibor, Ezeu Osher, Ezeu Chocham, Ezeu Osher, Asameach Bechelkai. I heard you have Rachmana Litzlan, someone that's sick and he needs dialysis. And he's an Aram Aman, and it's a whole schlep. He has to go to the hospital. It takes him every single time. Two buses and a train, an hour and a half both ways, each way. And it's a big schlep. You have someone who's a little bit in a better situation. He's able to pay for a driver. He also needs dialysis. But he's able to pay for a driver. Then you have Mamash and Osher. He's a millionaire. He's so wealthy, and he's able to, in his own basement, he has a huge house in his basement. He sets up the dialysis machinery. It's a lot of money, but say it. He's able to put all the in-home hospital situation. He's a millionaire. Then you have a billionaire. He doesn't need dialysis. He's gesund. Osher is Rosh HaTevis. Ayin, Shein, Yad, Regel. The feast gain, the hand gain. The Eugen Zen. Ander Zach. Ezo Osher, Samech Bechelka. I heard another marshal in Shanta Nakuda. You have Nebuchadnezzar, a guy got zaklapped. Someone stole his car, a very fancy car. Someone steals his car. And he realizes after he chaps that here in the parking lot, the car's not there. He realized there's a parish over here. He realized that he had an envelope with $100,000 in the trunk. And he's thinking, his mom is pulling his hair out about that. And then he sees it's on the floor there. The gun, the chleis ha-shlamazel, somehow he opened things from this. The envelope with the money is there. No, akush from the b'shefer, moiridik. He still says, wow, his mom, come on, he's free. No. And another guy, who his car got stolen, and also the $100,000 that was in the trunk got stolen with it. He goes home, he has a wife, three kids, the air conditioning maybe is working. I mean, only if the money was in the car, and then, and it's there, then there's Mineyu Bey, and he's able to make a migu. And if not, mach the migu alein, af andere zaf. Osher ha-sameach b'chelka. It's an akuda. Akuponim, you have the yonim of Shemitah, Sheishonim. The Meshech Chochma writes that the Sheishonim of Etzma Kenegah, the Sheishis Yimei Bereishis, Emes, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh talks about this already in Parshas Bereishis, that the Emes, the Briyas HaOilam was only for 6 days, and then the Shishiyomim bring Arayin HaShabbos, and from the Shabbos come Nocham Ola Shishiyomim. From them come the Yesh Me'ayin Vayta, the Shabbos brings in the Hemshech HaBriya. And B'doimel is that works on the Sheishonim, and Shemitah brings in another cycle of Sheishonim. But the parallel between Sheishonim and Sheishiyomim, the Meshech Chochma writes, Adavar Nechmad, in the Sheishis Yimei Bereishis, on Yoim Shlishi and Yoim Hashishi, it's Huchbal B'chitoiv. He says, this is a remez that in the Inyonim of Maisris, during the Sheishonim that you do give Maisris, and Shemitah you don't give Maisris, but in the 6 years that you give Maisris, the first, second, fourth, and fifth year is Maiser Rishoin and Maiser Sheini. The third and the sixth year is Maiser Rishon with Maiser Oni. The remez that Maiser Oni has given those years is from the fact that in the Sheishis Yimei Bereishis, those are the 2 days, the third and the sixth, that are Huchba B'chitoiv, that it's Lehetiv Lezulis. Maiser Sheini is Doch Fazich. You go to Yerushalayim and you have to eat it with Tahara, or it's Fazich. Maaser Ani is when you're mative, Huchbal Kitoiv, that Maaser Ani you give to the others. It's rather interesting to Shaila, by Shemitah, there's no Maaseris. But there's a whole sugis in Shvius that there are certain places where you have Eretz Yichin Va'oig and other countries that are some of the Eretz Yisrael where there was a Takana de Rabbanon of Shemitah, but still you have to give Maaseris. There's a big tumult. Steeris and Mishnais, and there's Rishonim about it. Which Maaseris do you do in Shemitah? Is it Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, like all the years except for the third and the sixth? Or is it Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni? And it's totally in the Sacha, the Pratim, the Ayin Shom. Vishavsa Ha'aretz Shabbos Lashem. Vishavsa is the same letters as Tshuva. The Inyan of Shemitah is to be Ma'orer Tshuva. Tshuva Avad is Tshuva Menachet. But Tshuva doesn't just mean a Menachet. It means Kirva Lashem, a person who's Mizboinen, when he keeps Shemitah, it brings him closer to Hashem. When he's Oymed al Hadover, that it's Taka, that it's Lashem, that everything is Lashem. It's Yedua that there's a story that in Tofshin Yud Test, 1959, it was the year of Shemitah, and this was still at the beginning of the Medina, and a lot of places were not keeping Shemitah, and there was a moshav called Koimimius, from a moshav, it's still at Etzem Hayom Hazeh, in the same place, but moshav Koimimius was keeping Shemitah, and there was a makas arbe that came in mamash, destroyed everything in the country, and Ba'oifin Moifis, literally, that's a story that happened 80 years ago, 70 years ago, it's documented, it pushed the arbe was medalev on Koimimius. They saw b'moye nehem that the Eibishter was giving the Aftach of Shemitah. So there was a Yid that he grew up as a Chaloini. He came up Balchuvil of Sof Yomav, and he said over that his parents, who were in a neighboring Moshav, a Fraya neighboring Moshav, where they saw Mamish, that the Shmiras HaShemitah was Shemer. And he said, so what was the Gedank? How did they? And he said, and it was Poshin, and it's late Echa Doicha Harbe Teichachas, but they said it with all Ernstkeit. Even the Arba doesn't want to go to the Charedim. And they meant it earnest. That's how they fashtay the Maisa. Gay fashtayin, gay given to fashtayin. It's a merit to gazah. Now, there's a lot of different aspects to Shemitah. To name a few of them, there's the Isra of Oydus Karka. There's a thing you have to be mafkirit. There's a sugi of Svichin. There's a thing that even things that do grow, it's la'ochla v'loydus choyro. There's a thing of beer, peir Shemitah. There's Shemitah's ksofim. There's a lot of different halakim. The Minchas Chinuch has an interesting shaila, and I saw Emes that the Derech Emunah, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, al Rambam, the Derech Emunah is the Reb Chaim's Mishnah Brura on Hilchis Zroim. So the Derech Emunah and Shemitah, he brings this Minchas Chinuch and clears it, are Noshim Chayiv in the Nyonim of Shemitah. Now, whenever it's a Loisa say, women are Chayiv in Loisa say, but L'chayr, there are also Esay. There are quite a few Esin in Shemitah. There's a Chiv L'Havkar Esasod, there's a Din Biur, there's a Isser Schoira, which comes from an Isser Essay, Lo'ochl, it's not a lav, Lo'ochl of Eloy L'Schayra, are Noshim, Mitzuva, Muzher, on Inyone, Mitzvah's Essay of Shemitah. So he has a Nidin back and forth, Teich HaDvar, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in the Bir Aloch over there, in the Derech Amunah. He brings a Raya, there's a Mishnah in Kedushin, Daf Nun Beis, Maise B'chomish Noshim, V'liket Echad, Kalkola Shal Te'enim, V'shal Lehen Oysa, V'shal Shviyas Oysa. A whole story, I was Makadish, a few Noshim, and it was with Peir Shviyas. It's before there that Noshim also are Muzher on the Peir Shviyas. He brings other Rayas. In the end, he wants to say that is called Sheyeshnei B'Shmira, Yeshnei B'Shchira Azah. That all in Yonim of Shemitah Avada are also Negeya by Noshim. Interesting is Yerushalmi, actually in Shabbos, but the Yerushalmi declares, Mahu Lotzeis B'Yayin Shel Shviyas. Are you allowed to be Yotze Yayin by Kiddush, or maybe it's talking there about Dalut Kaisis? Are you allowed to be Yotze with Yayin of Shemitah? And it's unclear what would be the Tzodei Hashayla, whether or not. The Karbon Eid, one of the basic staple Mepharshim on Yerushalmi says, because maybe it's not lochem. Maybe there's a din that the dalat kaisis has to belong to you, like the matzah does, and it's lochem, and Shemitah is not lochem. And the pella is, Shemitah is lochem. It's lochem loch. It's not, Peir Shvi says not a chasaron that it's not called lochem. It belongs to you. The Arsameach wants to say that maybe if you bought this a din, lo'ochla v'loy l'sreifa, lo'ochla v'loy l'schoira, you wouldn't be allowed to be menasachit al gavi mizbeach, and maybe that would be why you shouldn't use yayin of Shemitah. Another interesting pshat in the Achroinim is, maybe as mitzvahs chavilas, it's a mitzvah to eat peir shmita, and to use it for dalat kaisis, maybe ulai would be an inyan of mitzvahs chavilas. The hemshach apsukim you have the inyanim of yovel. The Ramban is mesupik. Was there actually a din svira, just like we have by svira sa'oimer, that every day we count till the 50? Is there also an inyan that by shmita, that every year, the bezdin, I guess by on Yom Kippur, would count until you get to the year of Yovel, and even clears them, and Cheskinah clears it. And if one year they missed, so they count the next year without a bracha, with a bracha, like this Gedarim, the Gedarim and the Prati Dinim of Sfira. But upon him, it goes all the way till Chamishim. Chamishim is a Shleimistic number, we've talked about it other times, but it's interesting, the Zohar says that Yovel is the Shnasa Chamishim, the ultimate Yovel is the Yovel of Yovel. And it says in the Zohar that Yitzias Mitzrayim happened in the year of the Yovel of Yovel. Now, simple mathematics, the Yovel of Yovel, L'chaira, is the year 2500 from Bria Zayilam. If you start from the Bria Zayilam, 50 times 50. We know that Yitzias Mitzrayim was not in the year 2500. It was in the year 2448. It's 50-something years off. There's a beautiful pshat, we said this amol, from Rav Meir Shapiro. In his Shuvah Sefer, Or HaMeir, he says, we know there's a Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, if Yovel is every 50 years, or rather Yovel is every 49 years. Because the Shnas Yovel is Oile as the year number one of the next cycle, which Oib Azoi, every 49 years is Yovel, and then it's Bediktuk Rav, the Zoyer is going like that day. So 50 Yovel is his Taka of the year, 2,448. I'm off by a year or two, but it's a lot better than the Kasha when it was off by a lot more years. Agansi Yovel. The pasuk says later when you're making the cheshbon of buying back the eved and the sodeh when you're doing pidiyah, it says lefi roiv hashanim tarbe miknosai ulefi ma'at hashanim tamit miknosai. The Pele Yoyetz brings shem darizal that it's a merdek zach. The Rabbi Nishlon gives every person an amount of words. He has a bank account taktiv. He has a budget of how many words he's going to say in his lifetime, and you should count your words, make your words count, and when you run out, that's when it's over. But it's brought down that that's only for Dvarim of Mili the Alma. In Diburim of Torah, it doesn't go into the Cheshbon. The Chidah also brings this concept. He bases it on a pasuk in Tehillim. Kalinu Shaneinu Kimoy Hege. Hege is the Hege, the Higoyin of your the words that you say. So the Pele Yoyetz writes, he wants to put it into this pasuk. Lefi, your Peh. Roiv Hashonim Tarba Meknasi. If you use Divrei Torah will even be Marbi you find. If you use your mouth for the wrong things, then it will be ma'at shonim. And the hemshech of the pasuk says, "Kemispar tvuois." Tvuois is tevois. The same letters as tevois v'oisiois. A person has to know how much he has in that account that he'll be able to be counted for. There's an isra of ribis. Big sugya ezuneshech, ezeu tarbis. You're not allowed to take neshech v'tarbis. Mentioning Pirkei Avos, I'll say interesting. There's a word from Rabbi Lemelech Milzhensk, also in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Al Tavid Hakadosh Baruch Hu Al Manas Lekabel Pras Ella Shaloi Al Manas Lekabel Pras. He says it's Al Tikach Mimenu from the Beshefer Neshech V'Tarbis. Don't deem the Beshefer in a oifen that you want to be able to get Neshech V'Tarbis. Shaloi Al Manas Lekabel Pras. But of course, Kipshuta, it's an Isser of Ribis. We're not doing the sugis of Ezu Neshech now, but just a basic Ha'ara. The law of Ribis is to lend the person money. The loiv is over. The malv is over. Oiver, the basic question is, you're allowed to rent someone a bicycle, and you could make even a store that you take bicycles that are worth $300. You rent it to the fellow, the customer, for a few days, per hour or per day, and he gives you back the same $300 bicycle plus the rental fee. You rent it in the bicycle. You can rent computers, kosher ones. You can rent all kinds of different things. Why can't you rent money? What is the difference between kesef and shava kesef? What is the base concept of why it's not haskaras harvochas mois? It's not for now. It is usher to do, and the pasuk says you're allowed to do ribis with a goy. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, especially maybe in Chustar, it's also a lot of the banks are partially or totally owned by Yidden, and there's something called a heter iska, which is a way of that you're not doing halvoba ribis, but rather you're investing by him the money, he's paying you back. Gefarshtei all those protim. The Kli Yakar says, interesting, what's the etzem shata why to a goy you could be lending ribis? We know that. For in the Doiris, hundreds of years ago, a lot of Yidden, this was one of the only parnosis that the Parrots allowed the Yidden to do, and it was a trigger for a lot of sinna that they were able to be the moneylenders. But what's the pshat? You're allowed to be malva to a goy. The Kli Yakar says, because the Ikra Yisoid of Ribis is an inyan of bitochain and emuna, because when a person, and some people do have situations like that, jobs like that, or suras parnos like that, that the money comes in, you know, on the 14th, just azoy, it's come to rhyme, you know, fragments of azoy for. But he says, the idea that you lend the guy the money and money is just going to come in, it's going to shter your emunah. He says, with a guy, it's not a problem. You're not struggling with the guy. You don't think he's going to be paying you back. Anyways, as I said to Kli Yakar, and that's why you're allowed to. Now, Tosfos in Bava Metzia over there brings B'Shem Targum Yerushalmi, that a person that was Malva Beribis and Bikas Dura, and Tosfos brings the idea. Tosfos there is getting involved if there's a Ribis from a Benoyach to a Benoyach, whatever. But then he says, it's Mavur that there's not going to be Trias Hamesim. For someone that is malva beribis, there won't be trias amesim. Ad kedekach. Now, someone once asked the Satmar Rebbe of Yoel. Someone asked him, why does it not say this in Shulchan Aruch? A lot of times, the Mechaber will say by a certain inyan of a halacha, he'll say how chomer it is, how chaviv it is, how chashav it is, and it's a bito. It's a sip in Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah zu chaviv ad moed, chashav ad moed, chomer ad moed. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch should have said that ribis is so geferlich, you don't even get trias amesim. And Rabbi Yoel Misatma Kedarke on the cuff answered him, Vos Artach says a Shach, which means, okay, so it's not a Machaber, but the Shach says it, so it's printed in the Mice in Shulchan Aruch. The fellow went back and searched through the entire Shach in Hilchas Yoredeah, Ribbis is in Yeridea, not a Chayshim Mishpat, and he did not find the Shach. He went back to the Rebbe. The Rebbe said, you didn't look in the right place. The Shach printed his Sefer, the Shach wrote a Pirush on Yeridea and on Chayshim Mishpat, but he printed it in the year Tuf Zion. And he actually wrote a poem, and it's printed in a lot of Shulchan Aruch, where every stanza of the poem is presented to a different section of the Halachas. Hilchas Dayanim, Hilchas Eidus, Hilchas Halva, Hilchas Ribbis, v'chulei. And every stanza actually ends, the last few words of each stanza is Gematria, 407, to be Maram is the year that he printed the Sefer, that the Sefer came to print. And the line of Ribbis ends with Lo Yokutz Imanu. He will not be waking up with us. You get it? Now that's what the Rabbi Yoel meant, that the Rav Shach, that the Shach actually did mention this idea. Now there's a story with Rabbi Kiva Eger, that there was a certain year that was Malva Ribbis, and the Chevra Kadisha Lebesoif decided to at least get some of the money back and charge the Mishpacha Ahoin Rav for the Makam Kavura for this Yid that was Malva Baribis. And they went to complain to the Shultainus, to the emperor from the Austrian Empire, where that's where Vikvega lived. And they came to complain to Masertim that the Yidden are not being Noig, Eifa V'Eifa over here. So they went to Vikvega. Vikvega told the emperor, he said, Pashat, he says, we believe in Tchias HaMeisim, and therefore, whatever the price of a burial place is, it's Sacha Kol a rental fee, long term rental, short term rental. But it's a rental fee. But this guy is buying a Makam Kavua. Taisa says that he's not going to have Tchisa Mason. So it's a Tepashit, a different standard. The way the story goes, it was Nachadaita of the emperor. Supposedly there's another story with Rabbi Kveger that the emperor gave him a walking stick, the Mechubid, with an emblem of the king. The problem is that the emblem on the top was like a golden piece on top of the wooden stecken, and it had the Tzura of a Tzlav, and so Rabbi Kveger, when he got it, took off that piece, and then they masered on him that he was mezalzel in the tzura of the melech. So the melech calls him. He says, "My high." He said, "No, thank you very much. It was a gevaldike matana. It was 1 inch too long, and I needed for my height. I needed it shortened one a little bit." So the guy said, "Yeah, you could have cut off from the bottom." He said, "No, by the bottom it was beseder. It reached the floor. The problem was on the top." V'nocha daitoi of the emperor. The pasuk says, "You have a chumash." The pasuk says, "By." The Evidivri, the pasuk says, Vache achicha imach, this is a famous act, there's a Gemara in Baba Metzia, that the Gemara says, Vache achicha imach, but lamaisa chayecha koidmin, there's a shtickle Reb Chaim, in Anfang Sefer on this sugya, about Ben Petura, sugya in Baba Metzia, also they write before the sugya of Rebbe's there, but over there the sugya is, if a person is going in the Midbar and he has water that's only enough for one person, and there's two people going, the owner of the water drinks the water, and chayecha koidmin. So over there, Afanar Temaram Shif asks, it's Mamash Apella, we know that the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Kitoiv La'imach, some of us are almost up to that sugya, Kitoiv La'imach, and the Gemara over there says, let's say the Adoin, when you're buying Evidivri, Kala Koina Evidivri, Kikoina Adoin La'atzmoy, let's say the Adoin only has one car, the Gemara says, and he needs the car to go somewhere, and the Evidivri also needs the car, and the din is if you only have one car, you have to give the car to the to the Eved. So actually, car means a pillow, but L'chayr, the din would also be by an automobile. It would probably be the same halach. You only have one, you should give it to the Eved. So the frek de maram shif, my shno, that over here by the water, you don't say, and it's the same word, imach. And over there we dash it, imach, so chayecha koidman. And here we say, kitoy v'lo imach, fargin the car, to the Eved. As I frek de maram shif. So he says a few terutzim interesting. First he says a teretz, by the water, it would be a galgal hachoizer, because whatever the cheshm would be, that you would say, okay, I'm supposed to give you the water, but then he has to give you back the water. So the water just stays where it is. By the Eved Ivri, it's only a one-way their relationship, that the Odoin is mechuyev to give to the Eved is not mechuyev to give back to the Odoin, and therefore, it doesn't apply. The Marshif has another pshat, that maybe you always darsh in the pasuk connected what you would have thought was the Svarab Shuta. By Eved, the Svarab Shuta would have been that the Odin should get it. So the pasuk says, Fakert, that the Eved gets it. By Ben Petura, the Svarab Shuta would have been that he does have to forgive it, so he's able to keep it. That's for the Tzuras Adrasha, but what's Taka the Chilik? There's other Tzuras there in the Marshif as well. At the end of Parshas Bahar, there's also Parshas Bechor Kaisim, but at the end of Parshas Bahar, there's a pasuk, and it's fascinating because you have the exact same pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. And I didn't see so much that they still in it. Very fascinating. Es Shabsoisai Tishmoiru, Umikdoshi Tiro, Ani Hashem. It says it, Pasha twice, once in Bahar, once in Kedoshim. The Shlaka, this actually by Kedoshim, says it's a remes for the Gemara and Shabbos, Ilmole Shomru Yisrael, Shnei Shabbosois, So they will be miyad negolim. That's eshav soisai too. Shavosim tishmoiru, and then you'll be zoicha to mikdash. But what's the inyan of this? The Ibn Ezra actually over here says that eshav soisai tishmoiru umikdash tiro is referring to shmita and yovel. Eshav soisai is shmita and mikdash means yovel, and that would be one of many truths and why you would say it's a different pasuk as opposed to the one in kedoshim. In the Zohar it says, Eshav Soisei Tishmaru Mikdoshi is Mikdosh Yud. That Mikdosh, the Shlemus of Hashras HaShchina by the Mikdosh is 10. And it goes to explain that Shchina is Gematria 385. And it's the same Gematria as what? Shchina is the same Gematria as 1 squared plus 2 squared plus 3 squared all the way through 10 squared. Meaning the Shlemus of 10, Biribua, Mikdosh Yud, the Shlemus of Ashuras HaShchina is 10, the Shlemus. Yeah, Friedman is also Gematria 385, it depends how you spell it. In Chutz La'aretz, there's ayins and aleph and all kinds of extra things. Okay. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Vayter, and B'chu Koisai Teilechu. It's Yeduah that the Arachayim HaKadosh wrote, and it's printed in the Chumash 42 Pshatim, in this Pasuk of B'chu Koisai Teilechu. It's Yeduah, a story that's brought down. It's not Afanar in the Chumash, but it's brought down the story about the Arachayim HaKadosh that he was one of the Gedolim that chose to go to Golus. And at one time when he was in the Golus, he was in a certain place where they did not know who he was. But the Rav, whoever that was a Chashav Yid, by Friday night, by the Beis Knesset, said that it was Nisgalatim Min HaShemayim 14 Pshatim from Rav Chaim Ben Atar. And he said 14 Pshatim, 14 of these Pshatim. And the Arachayim, who was Behelim, Benister, he wasn't telling who he was. Machtedevet, that they were. Where is the Schaimer? He Machtedevet. But Shabbos Bayoim, again 14 Pshatim, Shalosh Shiddus, again 14 Pshatim, and the third time Shalosh Shiddus. So it's written Zachalai, they got very upset because he kept on getting up and Mechin Choizik from quoting this, whoever it was, and they put him in Tfisa. And then on Moitz Shabbos, there was suddenly a tremendous storm and a hurricane and a Gan Zach, and came to the Rav of that Shtot, and this galt him a fourth time after hearing so many 42 Pshatim. That the reason this is a mamish hurricane, the world rashet sich, is because be'emes every Shmoytzeh Shabbos Gehenna over explodes when it's coming back and it wants to be mark of the world, and it's Rav Chaim Ben Atar that makes Havdalah, and that's what is makes Ruach develop. And for some reason, this Shmoytzeh Shabbos Rav Chaim Ben Atar didn't make Havdalah. The Rav Chabt who was in the Tfisa, and the story goes on, but we're going to move on. In Bechukayse Teleichu, in Bechukayse Teleichu is Amelus Batayra, right? Adam Le'omol Yulad. Adam is not lelimud yulad, because when he was born, even b'me'ima, he was already learning Torah. He was ready, a person learns Torah b'me'ima, but it's not Torah b'amelus. It's not Torah b'amelus. So the limud is to be able to get to Torah b'amelus. Now the Torah is mavtiach, or shtel zavek, im b'chukaisei teleichu, okay, shetiyo me'en l'b'torah, and then it's mavtiach v'nasati gishmeichem b'itim. And as far as I'm explained, the same way you understand what's the hemshech pasuk? V'nasati gishmeichem be'itam v'nosna ha'aretz yivula. We understand that that's a mitzias, a teva. If it rains, so the rain gives the nutrients, and then the yivul comes out. You have to understand ba'oisay midah that you understand that v'nasati gishmeichem be'itam leads to v'nosna ha'aretz yivula. That's the way the world runs. It's a mechanism. It's not a schar v'oinish. It's a teva. That the Chukayze Telechu enters into the world v'nasati gishmeichem be'itam. But it's interesting that the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Samach Aleph in the Sugya of Tnai Kafel, the Gemara brings various places where there's a man diomer that says, Rameh, that Mechlal Avat Hashemayahem, that you don't have to say Tnai Kafel, because saying it in one direction is enough. And the other sheet is told you have to do Tnai Kafel. And one of the rayas the Gemara brings is because it says, Imbechukayze Telechu. And separately, it also says in Bechukai Setim also. Why do you have to go both ways? Anyways, Mechlal Avat Hashemayahein. You see from this Gemara, because the Teretz, you see from this Gemara that the Gemara's understanding that it was a gather of a Tanai. Frek Toisvis in Gittin, we know there's a famous rule, Milsa de Lesa B'Shlichus, Lesa B'Tanai. Milsa de Lesa B'Shlichus, Lesa B'Tanai. Now Geshem, the Gemara says in Tainis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Moisa de Mefteches of Geshem B'Shlichus. So it's a Pella, how could you make a Tanai? Milsa the lesser b'shlichus lesser b'tanai. How could there be a tanai? Zefrek toisis, and for toisis, roiv mitzvahs could be done al yedei shliach. Roiv mitzvahs could be done al yedei shliach. B'chukayseh teleich means to do the mitzvahs, and most mitzvahs could be al yedei shliach. That's enough to get a standard that it's considered isa b'shlichus. Frek Rabbi Kiveger, Hashem yar einai, mamish apella. Rabbi Kiveger asks, the kasha was, what's the tanai? What's the maisa? in b'chukai seteleichu, that's the tana, you'll do the mitzvahs, and then the maisa is that you're being masna on, you read this geshem. And milza, the lesser b'shlichas means the thing you're making the tana on, which is the geshem. And geshem is not isa b'shlichas. Vos helfmir ma'hoyel, that it's mitzvahs are yedei shlich. That's not what we're stelling on. We're stelling on the geshem. Mamash apelech v'esh v'sazogna b'kvegeb lives. Hashem yor enai on this. Sorry. Now the pasuk says v'nasati gishmeichem b'itom. The Sfarim writes, if it's Ramar, others, the concept that you have to realize Geshem comes down, it's for the Klal Yisrael. It's not for the Umas HaOlam. The Geshem comes down, it's Geshmechem. It's Unzer Geshem. Everything in this world, whether it was built by the Umas or it's in the Teva, you have to realize it's all, like we said, the Metzias, the Venasati Geshmechem Beitam leads to Venas Naratz Gevula, Huadin Bechukaisa Telechu gets to Geshmechem, Unzer Geshem. It's a Tetzah of that Metzias. I've said over the story that Rav Chaim Volozhin said in the yeshiva to the Olam that everything that was built, even the bridges or the roads that were leading towards, it's all to get to the yeshivas. So someone asked him, Beroiv Tmimis or Beroiv Chutzpah or a little mixture of both, that's a dangerous combination. But he asked him, he says that Arum Volozhin, it was a little dareful, and when you got off the train, to get mamash to the yeshiva was another half hour, and it was butts, it was muddy, it was dirty, it was mamish in Avi Amol. It was a shver parsha. He says, "What says if the ganzes achas far b'nei yeshivas? Why arum the yeshiva is all molei butz the lichluch?" So he said, "It's poshet for the yeshiva. Shteltzach for you have a bacher Wednesday afternoon. He's in yeshiva. Traf the vilahem game. He hasn't been home in a couple of years, a couple of months, a couple of weeks, a couple of days. I don't know. Whatever. Kol echad l'fi ha'inyan. But you know, traf the vilgein ahem." And they trapped it again, but then he thinks, no, but it's full of mud. This blivin yeshiva. It's a blivin yeshiva. So it's mamish, it's fada learning. This, that, arum and arum is azayin the yeshiva. It's mamish, mamish fada learning. There's a varto, it says, v'nasati gishmeichem bi'itom. The gashmi should come only in the richtige tzayit. The magad mim is rich. You have to know that the geshem is not supposed to come azay b'shefa. If it's too much b'shefa, it's going to shter the learning. You know, it says, chesuri mechsera v'hochi katani, as I learned, with a little bit of chesaron. If it's chesuri mechsera, megman kemen shen learnin, you know, someone once came to Reb Baruch Ber. This is in the earlier years when the bacher was still eating teg, and a bacher came to Kamenetz, he came to Baruch Ber, and Baruch Ber told him, okay, yom rishon you'll be shelled by this mishpacha, yom shlishi by this mishpacha, yom chamishi by this mishpacha. The bacher starts stammering, he says, What about the other days? He said, I'm telling you a few of the days. It's gekommen to essen. You know, it's not. You have to know how far to take it. I say over this maisa. They say that in Kamenitz, there was a matzah. The matzah was getting very ank, and they only had bread and butter, old bread from a few days before, and butter. And then it came a shlav that they didn't even give butter. They didn't nishki get put there, nor the bright alay. And the bachrim, this is in Kamenitz, the bachrim made a macha. They made a macha and they said, "On putter lentmanish kentoisvus, mit putter lentmanoisvus, mit bright on putter, only Gemara Rashi." The story goes that Reb Baruch Ber sits down with Reb Reuven with the Edim and he says, "And Reb Reuven says the bachrim zanin gerecht on putter kemenish lentmanoisvus." And that's when they were machlet to go to America. They traveled to America and for a few months to collect for the yeshiva to shtitzayis the yeshiva. So. When Reb Baruch Ber came back, actually, they asked him if he learned anything in English. He says, yeah, he learned something in English. He says, what's he learned in English? He said, I'll try. And he says, Rabbi, I'll try. He says, what's meant us? Es meint gar nicht. But al kaponim, I once had a ha'ara. What's pshat in this maisa by the Bochram in Kamenitz that they said they're going to make a macha on putter let menor Rashi? Rashi's easier than Tosis. What, you're in fourth grade? Tosis is scary 17 lines and Rashi is... Rashi's harder to schwitz through. Atoysis, he goes, he says, Wakashis says, an afkamina, to Turutzim, and Oidish Lamer, it's a gay, it's a Tutsuch, it's a lovely. A Rashi, Mucher and Oysa Rashi, Dafman Hoban Meir, Haravanya, what's the Pshat? What's the Pshat? So, Ulai, I could tell you Pshat, the Derech Drash. There's a Gemara, I don't know, the Gemara says in Baba Kama that there's a Shiloh by Chamisha Bokar, by Dalad Vehei, the Gemara says, Chamisha Bokar, Veloi Chamisha Chetzi Bokar. And there's a Shachavatari there in the Amiroyim where the Taket is Azad Rosh when you steal from two Shutfim. And the Gemara at one point says that one man the Yomar switches it. He says, no, Chamisha Bakar Vafilu Chamisha Chetzi. He says, why didn't I tell you this last night? Why not yesterday? Be'orta, why not last night? Because Be'orta lo yachalti Bisra de Tura. He says, last night I didn't have good pshat, I didn't eat Bisra de Tura. Vos meint? Lo yachalti Bisra de Tura. Zok Rashi, lo yanti hetev bedover. Toisvis? Shari b'tzoyim. Pshutai, I was fasting. So Toisvis learns, what's made I ain't as off the chenish learn as I start. Well, nishgesen, flesh, put the machdash toisvis, but nishgesen. Rashi, machdash toisvis, yeah, gesen, nishgesen. It means he didn't harv enough. Rashi came and learned and unputter. But Toisvis is pshat. Ulai. We'll move on. Yeah, v'hishbati chaya ramin ha'aretz. V'hishbati chaya ramin ha'aretz. The Gemara, the Teres Kaina brings, there's a machlokes. What does v'hishbati chaya ramin ha'aretz mean? Literally, physically, they won't be in the world. They will be removed, destroyed, non-existent. Or that they won't bite. They won't be dangerous. So it's machlokes tanoim. And Achrayim explained that the shrush to this is, there's another place where it says hashbasa. By Pesach, by chometz, tashbisu. And there also there's a machlokes. Does hashbisu mean physically to destroy it? Or does it just mean bittel? Like just it won't have the, it won't be. So the same way there's a machlokes whether v'hishbati chaya rom in ha'aretz is parallel to how you understand tashbisu. Now it's interesting. The Taisus in the beginning of Pesachim says that even like the Mount Omer that tashbisu just means to do bittel. L'maisa rabbanon were mesakin chazal were mesakin to also do b'diku bir shema yovel ochloi. Yechol yot shegam in hishbati chaya rom in ha'aretz. If the chaya is still there, there still might be shema yovel ochloi. Be careful about being soymach on that haftacha. The pasuk says, "Vayit." At the end is the toicha. We're skipping a lot, but the Gemara says the pasuk says, "Vizocharti es brisi Yaakov, va'af es brisi Yitzchok, va'af es brisi Avram ezkor." And Rashi already tells all the mafarshim they tell. Why does it say it? Shaloi kisidron Yaakov, and then Yitzchok, and then Avram. So there's a famous pshat that because vizocharti. Vizocharti means when you're remembering backwards what was. As you're retracting your memory, going backwards, you first hit something that was later. It's closer to now. So in Zikaron, as you're working your way backwards, Zikaron goes first Yaakov, then Yitzchak, then Avram. In Kestel Sud, there's a famous Maisa with Rav Meir Shapira Milublin before he opened his yeshiva, Yachel, Yeshiva's Chachma Milublin. He went to Davin by Kivrei Avos, and he went to the Beis HaKvaris in Lublin, and he knew that he wants to go to the Maharam in Lublin. Maharam was one of the Gedolei Olam Achrayim of a few hundred years before. And there was also a Heilige Rebbe, the Chayzim in Lublin, who in Rav Meir Shapira's time was from at least 80 years before, 100 years before. And then there's the Maharam that was much before then. And he wasn't sure who to go to first. And he went Lamaisa to the Chayze. And as he's standing by the Kever of the Chayze, he's thinking, how did I do this? There's 10 meters from here, 20 meters from here, there's the Kever of the Maharam. And he was, how did I go here first? But he had this gedank that in Zikaron, Vizacharti goes Yaakov and then Yitzchak and then Avram. But he wasn't sure if it's the Richtige Cheshvin. And then he opens his eyes and he sees that on the Matzeva of the Chayze's name was Yaakov Yitzchak ben Avram. That was the Chayze's name, Yaakov Yitzchak ben Avram. So it was Nochadaita, Yaakov Yitzchak ben Avram, that you remember it that way. I want to make a tzustel to this. It's interesting. There's a toisvis in Nozir. The Gemara in Nozir, Dafir Aleph, asks why and how could you make a t'nai by Naziris? The Gemara talks about cases of there a t'nai. Naziris is a milsa de lesa b'shlichus. We talked about this earlier this year. Milsa de lesa b'shlichus, lesa b'tnai. So how can you make a t'nai by Naziris? Naziris is lesa b'shlichus. You can't be a nazir for somebody else. So Taisis, you can't be a nazir for somebody else, but you can bring the carbon. And that's enough, a big chiddush, that bringing the carbon of Naziris makes the entire Naziris categorized as Issa B'Shlichus. Fret Rabbi Kiveger, Afanar, Nazir Dafir Alf, Gilian Ashas, that's a good teretz for Nazir. But what about Neder? There's a Gemara that you can make a Tanai by Neder. And he brings a Gemara in the 10th parak of Nedarim where you make a Tanai by a Neder, and over there there's no carbon. What's going to be over there? Hadra kushis l'toisis l'duchta. Kveger Pagshra. Makshima Oilam, why did Rabbi Kveger ask from a Gemara Nedarim Daf, Ayin Zayin, something in the end of Nedarim? There's a Gemara Nedarim Daf Tezvav, much before, in Masechta Nedarim that says you make it tonight. Why did Rabbi Kveger wait all the way till Nedarim Daf, Ayin, something? And the answer is Poshit. Rabbi Kveger is remembering, he's learning Nazir. He learned Gilian Ashas, he wrote in a Seder that was 50 blad an hour, 50 blad a day. Very quick Seder. So he's holding a Nazir Dafir Aleph. What comes first? When you're holding Nazir Dafir Aleph, Nadarim Daf Ayin comes before that. Nadarim Daf Tezvav. Vizacharti goes backwards. You have also the parsha of Erechin. Erechin. the Torah is coming to show you that even if we went through a Gansa Teichecha and you think you're farklapped, but realize that no, everyone has an Erech, everyone has a value. Now the Torah we know by the Parsha of Erechin says that there's a standard, actually there's four age bracket levels, 30 days till 5, 5 till 20, 20 to 60, and north of 60, separately for Zachar, separately for Nekeva, a certain price, Agdora, of Erechin. Fine. There's a din in Erechin called Hesig Yad. It's a whole sugi in Erechin, but it's called Hesig Yad, just to explain it in 1 minute. Hesig Yad is the pshat. If a person says, let's say, Erechi Alayin, he's worth 50. He's a male between 20 and 60. Or he says Erech of some, whatever it is. He's mechuyev a certain sum for Erechin. 50, 30, whatever the number is. And he doesn't have that amount. All he has is 5 seller, 2 seller. Fine, genik, Hesig Yad, Yoitzazayin. Now that's only if you give everything you have. If you are mechayev yourself an Erechin of someone of 30, and all you have is 10, and you give 5, or even 9, so Adoni, Slicha, excuse me, you weren't Yoitzi yet. You gave 9 out of the 30 you're supposed to give. If you win the lottery next week, you have to pay the rest. But if you gave the full amount of Hesig Yad, then you Yoitzi. And then you come rich the next day. You were Mekayim, you could either be Mekayim the Kipshutoi, or you could be Mekayim Hesig Yad. But Hesig Yad is the Gantz Hesig Yad. It's interesting, the Shiloh. The Gemara says Hesig Yad is not less than a Sela. That's the rule. If all you have is a Chetzi Sela, you are Mechayiv yourself 30, 50, and all you have is a Chetzi Sela, and you gave the Chetzi Sela, you only get Chetzi Sela, you become rich, now give the other 29 and a half, 49 and a half, whatever's left. You're not Mechayiv Hesig Yad on less than a Sela. Klerz des Fasem is an interesting Shiloh. First of all, there's a din, a person could say Chetzi Erki Olai. Imagine that. Chetzi Erki Olai. A regular guy, he's 20 to 60, and he's worth 50, right? 50's life. And he says, Erki Olai, and all he has, and I'm sorry, he says, Chetzi Erki Olai. How much does he have to give? A regular person between 20 and 60, and he says, Chetzi Erki Olai, he has to give 25. Let's say he doesn't have 25, he only has, 10. He has to give 10, not 5. You don't say that he has to give Chetzi of his Hesig Yad. Yeah, you have to give 10. That's a vada. What if a guy says, Chetzi Erki Olai, and all he has is a half a Sela, actually that should be enough. Because, yeah, the minimum of Hesig Yad is a Sela. And he has a half, and he said Chetzi. Can that be a key of the... Now, I don't know why you only clarify by Hesig Yad. I had the same Shaila. L'chair, if there's a din of Chetzi Erki Olai, Shteltzefar, there's also a Siris Erki Olai, a tenth. And if a guy and a little girl who's only worth 3 sellers says, I want to give 1/10 of your erech. So that already is less than a seller. Forget about Hesig Yad. It's an ikker than erechin. It can't be chal the ikker than erechin on less than a seller. Also the din of Hesig Yad. Tzorach Ian Yesh Bazar Chavaz Dvarim, but we're going to move on just one last nekuda. At the end of the parsha is Maiser Behemo. Koyel Asher Yavar Tachas HaShovet. O Asiri Yekoydesh Lashem. There's a famous vart from Reb Shamshon Mashtapolya. He says that this is being meramis to the Asara Haruge Malchus. Koil Asher Yavar, all the other 9 Asara Haruge Malchus, Tachas HaShovet, are against one proportion to one of the Shvatim. Each one of them came from a different Shevet. Ho Asiri, the 10th one, Rabbi Kiva, who was from B'nai Gerim, Yeh Kodesh Lashem. Rabbi Kiva is, because it was not really only 9 Shvatim, right? The Yomim wasn't there, Reuven wasn't there, and Yosef was at the other end of the deal. So there's really 9 Shvatim, plus they were Mitzarif HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Asara Haruge Malchus. And it's even, he says, there's a remez, the pasuk starts off, V'chol maser bakar v'tzoyin is Rosh HaTevis. V'chol maser bakar v'tzoyin is Rosh HaTevis. V'yedu kulam, lama meis Akiva, shehoye roye bakar v'tzoyin. Why did he die? Which shevet is he from? The pasuk continues, Kol asher yavar tachas hashavet. All the other ones that died were from the shevet. Ha'asiri yakardis l'ashem. Rabbi Kiva was connected to Tzibricha, and that's maybe ulai why Rabbi Kiva, when Shimon Amsuni was not able to darshan Es Hashem Elekecha Tira, Rabbi Kiva dafka, and he was Pirish. Rabbi Kiva was able to darshan it. L'rabbis Tamidi Chacham, Rabbi Kiva was able to verstand that Es could even be Mashveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Talmud Chacham. It's Rabbi Kiva that he's connected Kutche Barichu. Now, it's also brought down there in the Rav Shamshar Sepolya, there's a whole cheshbon that the Asara Haruge Malchus, the gematria of the names of all 10 Tanoim, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Chaim, the gematria of all the names is the same gematria as all the names of the Shvatim. But that's an interesting thing, because there's a Shaila, how do you spell Akiva? Is Akiva Ayin, Kuf, Yud, Beis, Hey, or Ayin Kuf Yud Beis Aleph. There actually is a stira. In the Or Zerua, he writes that it was Nesgal him into a Chaloim, that Or Zerua Latzadik Ulishri Leiv Simcha is Soife Tevis Akiva, and that Soife Tevis Simcha ends with a He. And that's a makar that Akiva is with a hey. There are other places that Rabbi Akiva is with an aleph. Rabbi Akiva scrambled is Abir Yaakov, and this is where I'm talking about that. And in other places, the Cheshbonis of Shimshon Shtapoya makes that Akiva, it needs to be with an aleph. Although specifically for this one, that the Ten Shvatim connected the Akiva, it works out perfect because there's a Shail of Yehuda ends with an aleph or with a hey. So if you so choose Akiva with an aleph, do Yehuda with an aleph if Akiva is with a hey. Do Yehuda with a hey, that will actually work out. But there are the two shitas. Another shot I saw that Akiva is Rashi Tavis, before we said Saif Tavis, or Zeru Alatzad, the Kiryash Leif Simcha was Saif Tavis, Akiva with a hey. Over Yesh Koine Ailamai Bishah Achas is Rashi Tavis, Akiva with a Aleph. Now, in the Pshut Shal Mikra, though, we'll end with this of Kol Asher Yavar Tachas Ashoveto Asiri Yekoidus Lashem is that you count out the Meiser Behema. There's actually a stira in the Mishnayis Bechoyris that are printed, the Mishnayis, and our regular printed Vilna Shas, which also has Mishnayis, before it has the Gemara. When the Mishnah describes counting the animals, do you count Achas, Shtayim, Sholosh, Arba, Chamesh, Shesh, V'chulei, or can you say Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet? Is saying Aleph, Beis considered counting? So there's a famous Yisoid from the Ragachav where he says it depends. When you're counting something that each number counts Be'etzem as a Cheshivus, then you have to say Achas Shtayim. L'moshel, on Yom Kippur, I don't think the Kohen Gadol would do Aleph V'Beis. I think it's with Achas V'Achas. It's the Zachalim. By Meiser Behema, could be Abi Gezunt. 1, 2, 3, 4, Abi, you get the 10. Although, I heard once, no, you're trying to convince yourself that it's not such a gefail to do the mitzvah. One is mine, the second one is mine, the third one is mine. Till the ninth one is yours, and then the 10th one is the Beshefer. Maybe then you should count it. This is Nigeya, L'moshel, with Sfiris HaOimer. Donu HaPoiskim. By Sfiris HaOimer, can you say Hayoim Aleph LoOimer, Hayoim Lag BoOimer, Hayoim, whatever number you want to say? Or do you actually have to say, there are those that say you shouldn't say Lag BoOimer because then it considers you counted. Could be you didn't because you didn't say Shloisha Ushloishim. But what would you say if I tell you that by Yom Kippur you have to say Achas VaAchas? And by Meiser Behema Abi Gezelt, what would you say is Sfiris HaOimer? Something to think about.